Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Yes, it's Wednesday afternoon, and to put a little smile in your face this week, Conal O'Sullivan is with me in studio to tell us about all the good things that have been happening across the world. How are you doing?
I'm good, Andrea. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad at all. I'm all the better for hearing this morning that this is going to continue.
Yes, Andrea, Met Éireann have announced that Ireland is highly likely to have a warmer than average summer this year.
Yay.
So, like, you're looking at the weather outside
it's
outside my Coney House. It's just, and you look to your app on your phone and, Jesus, the next 10 days look like they're going to be good.
We're going to get 2 weeks of this.
Sun. So the Met Éireann announced this morning that they're forecasting temperatures in May, June and July will be half a degree and a degree above normal. So like last year we saw rain for kind of May, June, July. It was crazy.
So bleak.
But the likes of the United Kingdom Met Office have also announced that May, June and July will see 2.3 times greater than normal temperatures, which means like, hopefully we're going to have a little bit of a Mediterranean Ireland here. Yeah. Costa del Port Leash and whatnot. People would be hitting the beach.
Sunny bunny. I was at home in Donegal over the weekend and like the weather was just... It was actually better at home in Donegal than it was in Dublin.
And we were only talking about Rathnaula last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just the weather, like it'll do so much for tourism and things around the country. Like obviously Met Éireann have kind of said that it is obviously citing climate change and other factors, but... The likes of tourism and things like that will pick up if Irish weather is good.
We only talk positive news anyway.
Yeah, on reason to be happy anyway.
On a Wednesday afternoon at 20 plus one. So that's all we're talking about here. Now, in other positive news, do we have white smoke?
We don't have white smoke just yet, but I did watch Conclave over the weekend.
I haven't seen it yet, actually. Everyone keeps telling me to watch it.
I sat down with my mother and father and we watched it, and just, I suppose, given the week that was in it. And it is interesting. It's kind of a whole, the pomp and ceremony around it is quite interesting. But the kind of the good news, the kind of thing that put a smile on my face is that there is a thing happening in Italy called Fanta Papa.
Which Fanta Papa.
So Fanta Papa, I thought, I went straight to the kind of the
Fanta
drink.
Orange.
Yeah, but apparently it's fantasy football
Stop.
For the Pope.
So this isn't just betting. This is...
No, and actually there was kind of questions around betting. Can you bet on the next Pope? And there is no law to say that you can't, but it is bad luck apparently to bet on the next Pope.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so this is coming out of Italy from my Italian sources.
Right, okay.
But the Fanta Papa, it starts like any soccer team. There's 11 people on the team and your least likely Pope out of, say, the top 11 goes in goals. And then you rank your next four in defence, next four in midfield, and then your top two up front.
Your full forwards.
Yeah, your two full forwards, basically. So you get points based on where you've placed them and how likely they are in the media, kind of coming up in the week in advance. So we see like Mario Zuppi and Pietro Parolin and things like that, and Tagle from the Philippines. They're all very likely coming up. So I'd be sticking them up front.
They're your full forwards.
They're my full
forwards. They're not in goals.
They're my front three. But you also get points for picking the name of the next pontiff. So predicting this. And like, I think it's just like gas. I think everyone should get involved and jump on this.
Fanta
I was
Papa.
Thinking about a papal sweepstake here in the office, but I don't know how that'd go down.
Well, it's bad luck, as you just told us.
Yeah, bad luck, so no money. But yeah, it might be nice to jump on the Fanta Papa online.
Good stuff. Women are more attracted to bald men.
So yeah, this might surprise some men out there who are maybe losing that little bit of hair, that women are now more attracted to bald men than ever. So it's a study of 2,000 women asked them about kind of the most attractive features in a man. Now, muscular build did top the poll, which I suppose some people would probably take or leave. And it was funny, I was chatting to one of my colleagues, Brian Darling, who said personality actually didn't come up on the top 10 list.
Didn't come up at all.
At all.
Where's height?
So height, I don't think height even made the list. So from top to bottom, we have muscular build, followed by bald head, which is 40% of women saying it's attractive, blue eyes, a beard, dark hair and curly hair all hitting the kind of the middle row, and then high cheekbones, blonde hair, green eyes and a hairy chest. So
they're the least attractive features.
They're just the top 10.
They're the top 10.
I was saying, green eyes, blue eyes, both very attractive, I think. But bald men like out there are probably kind of, their ears are perked up now hearing that women are now more attracted to them.
Sorry, we're not just making this. This is a study that's out today, isn't it?
Yeah, a study by of 2,000 women. So it's not even just a poll. It's just like they actually went into like kind of, I suppose, what attracts them.
Yeah.
Kind of think different things like that. But 10% of respondents said they like men with tattoos and 7% said they were a fan of piercings. So they're down the lower end of the scale. But yeah,
it wouldn't be top of my top 10.
No, I'm in a show at the moment and I have like fake tattoos on me at the moment.
And I thought they were real.
You thought they were real, but I am kind of half rubbing them off. I'm just not a big tattoo fan.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely a bit of blonde hair, blue eyes, green eyes. I'm a fan.
You're a fan. I'm a fan of this. What my life would be holding
you close to me. Yeah, Westlife, Andrea. Of course, we know here on Lunchtime Live that you're a fan of Westlife. But some lucky students in Sligo of the Teenage Theme Night, which kicks off this weekend at Hawkswell Theatre, have been kind of putting the final touches on their programme. It's a two-night show happening this weekend. But Shane Phelan made a little visit and kind of gave a masterclass to some of the students performing this weekend, which I think is just like...
He's mentoring them.
Yeah, he was mentoring them kind of for a masterclass. Do you know, like almost like you'd see on those singing competitions when like the famous judge comes in and starts doing like a little masterclass.
Yeah.
He did that with them in preparation this week and it was facilitated by him, and like they were just saying, the Sheena Clark told us that she was the PRO of the Teenage Theme Night, said how like enjoyable it was to see Shane come in and just like coach the teens. Like when you're 16 years of age and you want to be a singer, like Shane Phelan, your local kind of superstar coming in, is one of the like...
Well, I mean, I would absolutely
lose your life. Yeah,
at 40, you know. So.
But yeah, no, it's just a really nice story to see someone like Shane Phelan, who's gone kind of and done well across the world, like from here to all around the world, coming back and kind of giving back to the community.
Given his time. That's happening this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend.
So, it's a musical show or musical performance, is it, that's on in the Hawkswell?
So it's the Teenage Theme Night. So I think it's kind of a variety show, a little performance.
Oh, very good.
And from ages like 16 to 18, different things like that.
Yeah,
Sligo this weekend at 8 p.m.
Hawkswell Theatre, if you're interested. Finally... I love you, baby. And if it's quite alright, I need you, baby, to warm the lonely night. I love you, baby. Trust in me when I say, oh, pretty baby. Yes, Andrea, I don't know if you recognise that clip, but it is obviously from the 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah,
I loved this movie.
Oh, it actually is. It's in my top 5 of all time, I think. It has to be. But the director says a sequel is definitely in the work, with hopes of a new trilogy kind of sequel.
Oh no, sorry, hang on a second. How are they going to do this?
So they're saying that the first film is going to be titled 10 Things I Hate About Dating, followed by 10 Things I Hate About Marriage, and then 10 Things I Hate About Kids. So I don't know how I feel about it, but I do love the franchise. I love the original with Heath Ledger and Julia Stiles.
Yeah, I actually had the soundtrack to this movie. The album was brilliant.
Sixpence and the Rich, Kiss Me. And
But it's obviously not the same cast. It'll be recast for them.
No, yeah, well, Julia Stiles has said, like, obviously it was a great, and it was, like, really powerful for young women at the time.
Yeah.
And if it resonates with kind of, like, audiences now, obviously it'd be great to come back to it. But there's no confirmation that she will return as Kath Stratford. Mm-hmm. But like the OG movie is just
Absolutely brilliant. It's, yeah, I don't know, because I do like an odd sequel, but I don't know if I'm going to love this one.
Yeah, well, she says hopefully it'll be she also mentioned that they might honour Heath Ledger in it, so
of course
it'll be lovely.
Yeah, good stuff. Cathal O'Sullivan, thanks a million.
Bring
a little smile to her face this Wednesday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan,
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.